Why do anxiety disorders peak in adolescence? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dylan G., assistant professor of psychology in psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College, delves into this question.
Anxiety disorders peak in incidence during adolescence, but it's unclear why, and many existing treatments are based on studies in adults. Understanding how genetic factors influence the risk of developing psychiatric disorders at different stages of brain development is critical for optimizing treatments for children and adolescents. Previous work led by Francis Lee and B.J. Casey has identified genetic factors associated with anxiety and difficulty overriding fearful memories in adulthood. Some people have a common genetic variant associated with altered signaling in the endocannabinoid system and differential connectivity between brain regions involved in emotion regulation, such as the prefrontal cortex, and regions involved in emotion reactivity, such as the amygdala. Though our genotypes remain stable across the lifespan, expression of genetic effects on brain circuitry and behavior can change dynamically across development and may provide clues as to why anxiety disorders so commonly affect adolescents. Extending our prior genetic work in adults, we examined how genetic variation alters the development of brain circuitry and possibly influences the emergence of anxiety-related behavior in over 1,000 individuals ages 3 to 21 from the Pediatric Imaging, Neurocognition, and Genetics database. We discovered that the effects of this genetic variation on brain connectivity and anxiety emerge during the sensitive period of adolescent brain development when anxiety peaks, but not before. These findings, which were observed in both mice and humans, suggest a developmental window and genetic contribution to risk for anxiety and provide an initial step toward precision medicine approaches that may help to tailor treatments for anxiety disorders based on an individual's stage of development and genotype.
That was Dylan G. of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.